without faith in Guru and Shastra, one can't have faith in the Lord. Many people in India visit temples and express devotion to the Lord, but when they are asked to read and follow the scriptures or to chant the holy names, they will not do it. Moreover, they believe that the scriptures were written or narrated by human beings and thus contains fault. In fact, most surprisingly, some people who believe in God do not even believe in scriptures. So let us try to understand the superficiality of these different beliefs. Everyone worships a common form of the Lord and not a different form, right? Like Krishna always looks the same, no matter whichever temple you visit in any part of the world. Have you ever seen Krishna with a tiger, snake, vulture head? I'm sure never. Then have you ever seen Ganesha with any of these heads, or only with an elephant head? Obviously, elephant head. Similarly, all demigods have some peculiarities, but they are all the same everywhere in the world. Whether it is their weapons, carriers, color, or any feature, it is all the same. Have you ever wondered who assigned these forms and features to them? If it was some human being, then surely the forms would have changed over a period of time. However, this is not possible, since the Lord forms are eternally the same. Hence, it is obvious that these forms are described in the scriptures, which are the words of the Lord, because none of us existed prior to Him. Also, the process of worship that we see in the temple, like offering lamb, boga, incense, chamar, water, etc., it's all described in the scriptures. And everyone accepts and worships these same forms and follows the process of worship as given in the scriptures. People also claim that they have knowledge about Mahabharata, Ramayana, Vishnu Puran, Krishna by watching the TV serials. But ultimately, what is the source of these serials? The director, scriptwriter, actors and all others exclusively refer to the scriptures only to get information on these topics. In fact, whatever meager knowledge people have about God, His form, qualities, leelas, is all coming from scriptures. So it is clearly a sign of fallacious and hypocritical belief. People definitely accept the scriptures with regards to accepting the form and worship of the Lord. This clearly shows that even though externally people may ignore and neglect the scriptures, but in reality they all accept the conclusion of the scriptures. Why then not accept all other things given in the scriptures? On the other hand, imagine there were no scriptures. Then how would we know who is God, how does He look like, and how to connect with Him? In reality, there is no other way to know that. And in order to preserve the sanctity and protect the content of the scriptures, it is always passed down in a parampara of bona fide pure devotees of the Lord. Now, how do we make sure it has not been misinterpreted or distorted? Let's assume that the scriptures are distorted, then still the same situation arises, whether scriptures does not exist or whether it is distorted. In both cases, how can we approach the Lord? The Lord must certainly protect the scriptures from distortion, else He wouldn't provide us any means to know and connect with Him. Thus, He really protects the scriptures. And the practical way to know this is that each and every spiritual or Sanskrit organization agree on the same number of verses for almost each and every scripture. Having established the absolute necessity of scriptures, the next question is, what is the need of Guru when scriptures give all information related to the Lord and how to please Him? This answer is given in the scripture itself, where the absolute necessity of accepting a Guru is described throughout all the scriptures. Why? Because scriptures contain many apparent contradictions and it is in the coded form. So to decode it and to present the conclusion of the scriptures, the Guru is required. Of course, scriptures does inform us how to identify a bona fide Guru before accepting one, and does not encourage accepting any person blindly. The Guru is supposed to be a realized devotee in parampara who knows the essence of scriptures and can reveal it to others. The Lord purposefully wants us to approach Him through His devotee rather than approach Him directly. Why? For two reasons. One is it to train the person, and the other is the Lord considers His devotees to be greater than Himself. Imagine if someone isn't trained in a particular area and the person immediately appears for the final exam, then obviously he can't perform nicely. So similarly, to attain the Lord and go back to Him, one has to be trained thoroughly by the Guru who provides knowledge and directs the disciple according to injunctions of the scriptures. Both Guru and scriptures are the only means to get an indication of our advancement to our final goal. It is perfect and 100% accurate compared to Google Maps. People deny accepting or following a Guru since they want a shortcut or don't want to surrender to the Lord's devotee. Even in the material realm, we see that no one is born talented or perfectly trained right from the birth, but have to practice and persevere under the guidance of a teacher who is expert in a particular field. Sometimes people also quote examples of Mirabai and other great sages who attained the Lord without following Guru and scriptures to make a point that both Guru and scriptures are not needed, but the Lord only sees devotion. This is certainly an exception, showing that the Lord is completely independent to do anything. He may award devotion to anyone since he is beyond any rules, but this is extremely rare. In general, he wants everyone to follow Guru and scriptures. It is interesting to note that even though these great sages attained the Lord, but the destination that they received in the spiritual world was lower than what a sadhaka would attain by following in the footsteps of great souls. Another important point is, these sages themselves neither ignore the scriptures nor advise people to ignore it. Plus, their whole life is an example of what is given in the scriptures. They would never reject or contradict anything from the scriptures that glorifies pure devotion to the Lord. Also, one shouldn't imitate them. Mirabai drank poison to prove her love for the Lord. Can anyone drink poison for the Lord? What to speak of drinking poison? Generally, people who try to imitate them can't even think of the Lord constantly, but mostly think of how to accumulate Lakshmi and many other material things. Plus, they use only a small portion of their income or wealth for the service of Lord, and the remaining use it behind their families and for sense gratification. So from all this analysis, the absolute necessity of Guru and scripture is established. Thank you.